If you wear eyeglasses or maybe a hearing aid, you're already experiencing human life made better by technology. It's something we're all pretty comfortable with, if that technology is a pacemaker, for instance, or braces for your teenager. But what if you go beyond correcting flaws into actually upgrading your body? Steve Mann has. He's a professor of electrical and computer engineering at the University of Toronto, and he may be the world's first actual cyborg, part man, part machine. His book is called Cyborg. He joins me from Toronto. Dr. Mann, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I have seen pictures of you, Dr. Mann, and you're wearing a set of, to me, strange-looking eyeglasses that have this black strip running right across your line of vision. What is that?
Well, those are electric eyeglasses or electric seeing aids, which the invention uses a computational system to resynthesize light that comes in so that you can get stronger prescriptions than what are possible with traditional eyeglasses, as well as, you know, to provide other functionality like helping remember names and faces or find your way if you get lost.
So wait a second. How does it help you remember names or faces? Does it have a little list of names or something in there?
Well, it's a part of a broader notion of a visual memory prosthetic that provides computational visual memory so that incoming images are stored in a computer system and then related to anything that you might see in the future.
So, for instance, tell me what you see.
What you see initially is what's really there. It looks sort of slightly laser-like, like a laser hologram or something like that, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then, by default, what you see is the original version of reality, but then as you get used to it, you can program it in different ways. For certain domain-specific situations, like riding a bicycle, for example, you may also want to see what's behind you.
So you can make the way you see better. Can you also do things like check your email? Surf the web?
Sure. I mean, these are computer systems, so like any other computer system, it can, you know, check some email or send messages or whatever.
Besides what it can do, what do you do with them?
Part of my mission is to design electric seeing aids, as well as doing research into devices that can help people see better, as well as eyeglasses that improve eyesight and therefore reduce the amount of electricity needed. So in the future, if we could see better, we could reduce our electric lighting consumption.
So are any parts of this system actually implanted inside your body?
Some parts are. Different kinds of sensors and things like that.
That sense what? Which kinds?
Electrical sensors to pick up electrical signals.
Do you monitor, you know, you monitor your heart? Do you monitor your brain? Is that what you do with these sensors?
Well, one of the things that you have with electric eyeglasses, if you want, is an instrument panel for your body that's much like the dashboard of an automobile where you can see the status of different parts of it.
Do you have a control panel on your body?
Yes. Yes, I have an instrument panel that shows the status of my body.
Where is it?
Well, when you look through the eyeglasses, you see extra indicia around the periphery of the vision that is like various instruments that show the status of your body at any given time.
What, your heart rate, these sorts of things?
Well, you can have the heart rate, or you can also have the electrocardiographic waveforms.
You can videotape whatever you see, is that right?
Well, the computer always saves, you know, and compares and remembers everything that it experiences.
Are there any ethical questions you grapple with?
Yes, I think one ethical question that I've been looking a lot at lately is the notion of surveillance. Surveillance is French for to watch from above. Sur means above. Veille means to watch. And one of the things that we're concerned with is the centralization of power that is provided by surveillance. And so that's one of the issues we've tried to address is creating technologies of personal empowerment that create what we call surveillance. Surveillance is French for to watch from below, and what it refers to is taking the view of cameras and computation systems down from this God's eye view and into down to Earth, down to Earth level, to human eye level. But another way of seeing surveillance is as cyborg logging, just as personal experience capture, Microsoft, for example, has a product called SenseCam that records your entire life. Hewlett-Packard has a project called Casual Capture that records your whole life. Nokia has a project called LifeBlog that does essentially the same thing. Various companies are together, and this is why we had the conference on surveillance, to bring together all these companies that are manufacturing surveillance hardware and to describe this whole idea of lifelong cyborg logging.
So you're saying, instead of the powers that be watching the little people, it would be either the little people watching the powers that be, or people collecting every single little bit of information about their lives into one giant log.
Yes, I guess those are the two different branches of surveillance.
How do you deal with all this information coming in at once, all the sensory input?
Well, I think that as humans, we're constantly bombarded with more and more. If you look at our generation with cell phones that are constantly ringing and various other kinds of activities, there's a lot that goes on, and we just have to get used to it, you know, and advertising and billboards. Maybe with the eyeglasses, we can filter it out to some degree. If the eye is the window to the soul, then why not put shades on the window to the soul?
Dr. Steve Mann teaches electrical and computer engineering at the University of Toronto and joined us from the studios of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation. Dr. Mann, thank you.
Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure. We'll send you an email to your eyes.
All right, great.